Welcome to Tethered Thoughts with Bossa DeSantos, your daily podcast where I deliver powerful God truths to fuel your success. My name is Bossa DeSantos, your host, and I'm honored to journey with you towards attaining a success mindset. I lead Romans 8:19 Ministries, where we equip Christians to know who they are and what they have in Christ, so they can live audacious and impactful lives. In each bite-sized episode, we'll dive into scriptures which affirm the mindsets which have propelled successful leaders, innovators, and visionaries to the heights they've attained. Join me every weekday for a quick, potent dose of eternal wisdom meets contemporary success. Hello, friends and fellow world changers. Happy Resurrection Monday and welcome to today's episode. My prayer is for the same Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead, that He would infuse you with the same life and nothing in your life would stay unproductive or not thriving. In Jesus' name. Today, we'll be doing a recap of the past 24 episodes on Psalm 119, and we're going to be highlighting the key takeaways and overall success principle. Today's title is Journey of the Heart, Embracing Divine Wisdom and Faithful Resilience. Psalm 119 teaches us about the profound impact of God's Word on a believer's life. It calls for a heartfelt obedience, a reliance on God during trials, and a joyous celebration of the divine guidance and promises. These lessons encourage believers to deeply embed God's statutes in their hearts, leading a life that reflects His wisdom and righteousness. Now, throughout this enlightening series, we've embarked on a deep dive into the heart and soul of seeking divine wisdom and guidance through the beauty of prayer, worship, and unwavering faith. Now, here are the distilled key takeaways. A relentless pursuit of divine revelation. That has been a consistent theme right through the entire psalm, and it's talking about a profound longing for a deeper understanding of God's Word, signifying that spiritual growth is an ongoing journey of discovery and revelation. Transformation through worship. The act of worship is not only a response to God's revealed truth, but also a transformative experience that deepens our connection to the divine. Seeking strength and guidance. When we acknowledge our vulnerabilities, there's a strong emphasis on seeking God's strength and guidance to navigate life's challenges, staying true to His path. Amidst adversity and the unwavering hope in God's promises of deliverance shines through, offering a source of comfort and reassurance. The series also stresses the importance of humility, recognizing our propensity to stray, but then we keep on relying on God's mercy to guide us back to Him. The overarching principle drawn from this series is the power of faithful resilience. This resilience is built on the pillars of continuous seeking of divine wisdom, transformation through heartfelt worship, reliance on God's strength in our weaknesses, and a hopeful anticipation of His deliverance. It teaches us that spiritual depth and resilience are not just about standing firm, but also about growing, learning, and rejoicing in the journey with God. This series serves as a rich tapestry of spiritual insights, weaving together the themes of divine revelation, worshipful transformation, and faithful resilience. It highlights that our spiritual journey is one of constant evolution, marked by moments of profound joy, deep introspection, and earnest seeking of God's presence and guidance. The key to navigating this journey lies in our willingness to open our hearts to God's word, to let our lives be transformed by his love, and to remain steadfast in faith through every trial and triumph. Now, after Solomon asked God for wisdom to lead his people, God responded, "I know this request is from your heart. You didn't ask for riches, fortunes, honor, or the death of those who hate you. You didn't even ask for a long life. Instead, you've asked for wisdom and knowledge to judge my people over whom I made you king. So wisdom and knowledge will be given to you, and I will also give you riches, fortunes, and honor like no other king before or after you. This would be our reward when we seek first God's wisdom on how to accomplish all he called us to." Now here's a declaration to make and meditate on throughout today. I am a seeker of divine truth, transformed by worship, guided by strength, and uplifted by hope. In my journey with God, I am resilient, rooted in faith, and radiant with the joy of his promises fulfilled. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening and taking action. I trust this episode has impacted you. Please subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Also, if you know anyone who could use these truths, please share with them and be sure to rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast. Jesus entrusts us with the responsibility of being salt and light in the world. Both traits are nouns and verbs, who to be and what to do. Romans 8:19 says the world is waiting for us to demonstrate God. So go out and make a difference today, even if it's just one heart at a time. May the grace of God empower you, his wisdom instruct you, and his love secure you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you and God bless. Have a successful day and see you again tomorrow.